new changes and upcoming special events.
A freeze warning goes into effect tonight. A couple of cold nights in a row. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details in 5 minutes. Following AM 580 News, here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Champaign school board members plan to meet tonight with village trustees in Savoy about a proposal to build a school in their village. The plan would be linked to a referendum next week for a 1% increase in the county sales tax. School districts would get the revenue for capital projects and to pay off debt. Unit 4 has floated the idea of replacing Cary Busey Elementary School with a building in Savoy, which currently doesn't have a school. The district also hopes to use the revenue to replace Booker T. Washington School on Champaign's north side and expand Garden Hills School. The Savoy meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Savoy Recreational Center. A former Chicago police commander is expected to be in court today for his role in torturing suspects in police custody. Robert Wildebohr has more.
John Burge was arrested last Tuesday in Florida, and he's scheduled to appear this morning in a federal court in Chicago. He said he'll plead not guilty to charges that he lied in court papers in 2003. In written questionnaires called interrogatories, Burge wrote that he never participated in and never witnessed other police officers torturing suspects. Prosecutors plan to show that those were lies. A 4-year, multi-million-dollar investigation conducted by specially appointed prosecutors found evidence that torture did occur, but also found that too much time had passed to lay charges. That's why last week's indictment focuses on lies in recent court papers and not on the actual torture itself. I'm Robert Wildebohr.
Investigators and community members in Chicago plan to press their search for Jennifer Hudson's missing nephew today. They're hoping a $100,000 reward offered by the Oscar-winning actress for the 7-year-old's safe return might turn up clues. Julian King hasn't been seen since Friday. That's when Hudson's mother and brother were found shot to death in their home. Police yesterday ramped up search efforts for Julian around the Englewood neighborhood where Hudson grew up, and police transferred custody of a person of interest in the killings to state authorities. In a statement from our publicist last night, Hudson appealed to the public for help, offering the reward and asking that any information be given to Chicago police. Julian is the son of Jennifer Hudson's sister, Julia Hudson. State lawmakers who are looking to stamp out so-called pay-to-play politics cannot decide them or declare the mission accomplished. As Amanda Vinicky explains, there is a simple way to get around those new restrictions.
When a new law takes effect in January, it will ban businesses or people with state contracts of at least $50,000 from contributing to the campaign of the statewide official controlling the contract. The idea is that politicians won't be able to award donors with state business. Legislators have patted themselves on the back for getting it passed, but Chicago Democratic Senator Ricky Hendon says those who want to get around it easily can. All they have to do is funnel money through the state Democratic or Republican Party instead of an individual politician.
People will just get around it by giving to the powers that be, who will reward and punish accordingly.
Hendon says that's especially true when a party leader also has power in the General Assembly. The only individual currently fitting that description is House Speaker and Democratic Party Chair Mike Madigan. The Senate approved a separate campaign finance measure that would limit state party donations, but critics say the policy's poorly drafted and isn't ready to go forward. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The mayor of Gary, Indiana, Rudy Clay, and Governor Mitch Daniels are discussing the possibility of privatizing the Gary-Chicago International Airport. Clay says it's an idea definitely worth looking at. Daniels mentioned the talks between he and Clay during a visit to the Gary Airport. He cited the $2.5 billion Midway Airport privatization deal that Chicago Mayor Richard Daley hopes to close by year's end. Clay says the talks on changing how the Gary Airport is managed are still only in the beginning stages and that no plan has been mapped out yet. The Gary Airport is operated currently by an authority with 4 of its 7 members appointed by the mayor. It's tried in recent years to serve as a third major airport for the Chicago area. Clay says the board would stay intact under options that are being discussed. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 Central with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's coming up on 7:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, freezing weather is upon us, and I guess we can't complain because we had a little extra time in the growing season.
Yeah, so we did indeed have a little bit of extra time in the growing season, so it's nice that we got that. But this is the end of the growing season, I think, for most of the two-state area, not just around Champaign-Urbana. You could go all the way south to the Ohio River and maybe a bit beyond.
Wow.
It's going to be cold over a widespread area, not only tonight, but tomorrow night as well. So for some places, tomorrow night will be even colder and will definitely feature the end of the growing season. So it's just a widespread thing here. In fact, a freeze warning is in effect for much of Illinois, central and southern Indiana, Missouri, eastern Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, and also east central and southeastern Iowa. Those are places where the growing season hasn't ended yet. Most of Kansas, Oklahoma, northern Texas, Arkansas, all under freeze warnings.